The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So I'm looking at X here, and I've got this post here from TamTam12. And TamTam12 says, "Hey guys, love the show. Listening out here in Indiana on the Odyssey app. When you guys are in break, I listen to the Infinity Sports Network, and there was another messed up sports minute, not the Bonilla one." So I mean, sometimes when you take like the word of listeners and stuff, it never ends up being the right thing. Fleegs, is it possible to try to pull like off their feed the stream of the last sports minute that was played in on the Indiana affiliate? Is it possible to do that?
So it's from today, like
they said just happened in the set right before 8 o'clock.
I'll look for it.
All right, thanks. I mean, we just got to, if there's more loose ends, we gotta tie them up. Just got to tie them up.
Yeah,
because we can't have any more loose ends today. And I'm hanging out with you after the show. If there's more loose ends, you're going to be in a pissed off mood, and I don't need that.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying. I'm here for you.
All right. And by the way, I know that you had your golf outing yesterday.
Yeah.
That big boy decided to walk with you.
Yeah, he did. And I got to give him a lot of respect. He underestimated himself. He didn't think he could do it. He was out there in the heat. He walked. He played great. I ended up winning on the second playoff hole. So it was a tight match. It was a great match. Gave him all the respect in the world. I did end up winning, but he was great. We'll do a rematch at some point. So, no, he walked, man. And you know what? So after the two playoff holes, he sat down for a little bit, took two holes off, and then finished the back with us, too. So I told you, I said, listen, man, sometimes you just got to go for it. You underestimated yourself. You can do it. So now I think he's got a little more faith in himself. So, yeah, he was...
I mean, look at you, man. You're, like, becoming an inspiration on the golf course.
I don't know about that.
Well, no, I think you did. I think you inspired him. Plus, he was obviously competitive enough to want to actually do it and continue to go through with it.
Yeah.
I think it's unfair that you actually won in extra holes because, obviously, him being who he is and the issues that he had to deal with.
Yeah.
I mean, going into overtime, I think you just basically took advantage of... just maybe him getting a little tired.
I didn't take advantage of that. Those were the rules when we set forward what was going to happen if we were tied after nine. So that's what we did. And if I could putt, it would have been over after nine, as I had a 5-footer to win it on nine. And it blah, 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 blah.
Little lip out.
Man, you Tommy Fleetwooded it.
Yeah, I did.
Hit a pebble.
No, it was just a bad putt.
But you did win the money, and he did play.
Yeah, and it was
great. I think you're lucky you got him into extra holes, because that's where I think he probably fell off the wagon a little bit.
Fine on 10. 11 didn't hit, didn't hit some great shots on 11, but it was fine. It was all good. But all the respect to him, and he's really worked on his game, and he should be proud of what he did there. He listened to the segment. His wife was laughing at the whole thing about the he's either... You know, rich or got a big Schwantz. And he said, turns out neither, is what he said to me yesterday at the driving range.
And he married an angel.
Married an angel. So, Fleegs, did you get it yet?
I do.
Oh, no. He's laughing.
All right.
So this is whatever the affiliate is in Indiana. You went to their website, you pulled the Sports Minute from... So it's not the Bobby Bonilla one.
It's not. This went to this station and another, I guess, a good chunk of the country.
Okay. All right, let's hear it.
This is Boomer Esiason with the Sports Minute. There's an epidemic plaguing the WNBA, and it's called Caitlin Clark Derangement Syndrome. The fans absolutely love and adore the second-year superstar, as evidenced by record attendance figures, TV ratings, and a recent All-Star voting that propelled her to an All-Star captaincy. However, as obvious to all of us, Caitlin's fellow players bizarrely resent her popularity and deny her talents, believe it or not, ranking Clark ninth among WNBA guards. Seriously, ladies, it's time to freaking grow up. I'm Boomer Esiason.
You do some meth before the show?
Well, that was a little bit longer, and I guess he felt like to get it all in, he had to speed it up. Just like sometimes if we're a little bit shorter, they slow it down.
I'm Boomer Esiason.
And this is my Sportsman.
Yes. Wow. That was sped up a lot, though. I'm Boomer Esiason. Sounded like Evan when he gets all fired up about baseball.
That's
Caitlin Clark Derangement Syndrome. Out there. I'm Boomer Esiason. Wow.
Yeah, well, at least that was the first one that was supposed to happen here.
Oh, and it didn't happen here.
Oh. The Bonilla one happened.
The plot thickens.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like, this sounds so bad, sped up. Let's do one from yesterday. It sounds a little better. Maybe that's what happened.
Fleegs, have you figured this out yet?
Yeah, like we discussed, there are certain times where it goes out. It got out in time to send it to certain stations, not in time for others, which replayed yesterday's, and we're one of those that got the Bonilla one.
And then most of the country just got Boomer going. Oh, loose ends.
To be fair to Ray, like it is on the record. You did say you wanted that all out there, no editing.
I told him
what you said.
Oh, so does this fall in your lap?
Well, that one could. I mean, that's what I said. Sometimes the copy is too long for the time. So they do have to speed it up, yes.
Oh, okay.
And I just wanted to make sure that I made my point about Caitlin Clark getting screwed over by her fellow WNBA players.
Yeah, if you could hear it. You got to go back. I mean, you know, you can play.
And it's so obvious now, and it's so, like, it puts such a stain on the WNBA. It's ridiculous.
You know, Al listens to podcasts at 1.5 speed. If you wanted to actually hear that Sportsman, you could slow it down to, like
0.75.
Yeah, 0.75. You actually want to hear what Boomer said. Don and Merrick, what's going on, Don?
Gio, this is Allie's uncle. I felt compelled to call.
Hey, what's going on, Don?
I can't believe you don't think that if gambling becomes more pervasive in the NBA, that it impacts the credibility, and regular people like me will stop watching the sport. If that doesn't impact the NBA, I don't know what will.
Yeah, but Don, how much are you watching it now?
It's painful to watch regular season basketball. Okay. I'm an old Knicks fan from way back when. But
so you're not watching
still,
anyway.
Basketball, I do watch.
Okay, but
I do watch. But if I know somebody's throwing a game, I'm not interested.
All right,
somebody kicking a ball in the rough.
Don,
you kick the ball in the rough, I'm not going to watch you anymore.
Don, listen. You found out that Malik Beasley, after the fact, was fixing a game. You're not watching a game knowing someone's fixing the game. And also, if the Knicks make it to the playoffs, you said it's painful regular season basketball, or you're a big Knicks fan, the Knicks make it to the playoffs, you're not putting on the playoff series because Malik Beasley fixed some prop bets the previous year?
So I think this, I think the discussion was just not about Malik Beasley. Boomer said that it became a bigger problem that.
So
that,
how many players would have to fix prop bets for you to not put on the Knicks playoff game?
I don't know. If it start, it, not too many more.
Okay. Well, I don't.
Not too many more.
Don, I don't believe you.
Yeah, I think it become, if it is a prevalent problem, we don't know that it is. But if it is, and it turns out to be bigger than any of us could have possibly thought. And the thing about it is, like, you watch these videos and you watch these players in these games in these certain situations because people now are starting to highlight them and put them out there.
Yeah.
And they're putting other players on blast. The NBA has got to be watching this. The NBA has got to be seeing it. And you know, the NFL would be doing it. The Major League Baseball would be doing it. You know, could you imagine if you were a pitcher and let's say, you know, you had your brother bet $100,000 on a guy hitting a home run and your team's up like 10-1 and this guy now is up at bat, you groove a fastball, he hits a home run. You know, I mean, that's another way that, you know, you could do that in baseball. But I, you know, a wide receiver could drop a ball in the end zone.
Well,
there's a lot of different things that are on tape that people are watching for now, and it's obvious.
Yeah, but I just don't think that these instances that have gone on, it's gotten to any sort of point where people who love the game or love their teams or are into the games or gambling on the games are going to stop doing it.
I'm always saying, at the moment, no. But if it does, if there's 30 or 40 guys and they figure it out how many guys are, I mean, it's really going to hurt the league.
Yeah, but I mean, and then someone like Don, who said he was been a Knicks fan for a long time, if there were four guys in the Orlando Magic that were found out to be doing this in the regular season, because he said not that many more, and the Knicks were not playing the Magic, they were playing the Bucks in the first round of the postseason, there's no way that when his buddies call up, hey, you want to go out to the bar, watch the Knicks playoff games? Like, you know what? Those four Magic players that were fixing their prop bets, I don't think I'm going to watch the Knicks playoff game, even though the last time they won a championship, I was 4 years old. Come on.
Yeah, I think it would have to do, like, I'm just thinking in my own brain, I think it would have to do with how the NBA would handle it and how strong the penalties would be to reestablish the most important part of all of this. And that is the integrity of the leagues and the credibility of the games. You're spending a lot of money. Now, this, it's not scripted like the WWE, or is it?
Or is it? Boom, boom,
boom. But again, like, you go to a game, you want to see competition. You want to see guys getting after it. You want to see your team winning what you think is a fair way to win.
James in North Arlington. What's going on, James?
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I think we're missing a little point here, and it's kind of interesting with basketball. It's probably the only sport that you can do this, but the prop bet doesn't necessarily affect the outcome of the game. And I'm very surprised that no one's been speaking about that, because, in other words, there's really no sport where you can actually do what they're doing but not affect the outcome. So you can still win. I know they did a little bit of that in football with the halftime bet, but they still won. One of the players was claimed to have been losing the game at halftime and then winning at the college level the second half and winning the outcome. But in basketball, you can actually do these prop bets, because you're talking about, like, at the end of the game, a player is scoring. Maybe they're down by 20, but they shouldn't really have to score. But they're scoring to get the extra 2 points.
James, just, all right, calm down for 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
What about the guy who's betting the other side of the bet? And he's good losing point. The bet. What about that guy or that person?
Boomer, what you're talking about is that, if anything, the sports books, they'll be more upset, because I think it's been kind of interesting where we always talked about gambling being a negative. I think this is something where the gambling sites, the gambling companies, you know, the casinos, they probably don't like this. Actually, well, they don't want this to happen.
Of course they don't.
Yeah, but you see what
because
I'm saying,
there's
though?
People working in conjunction to make them lose a ton of money. Like, of course they don't like that.
Right, so James is saying that, yeah, you can do an over-under and not really affect the outcome of the game, so the game is still going to be won by a certain team. Like, in other words, like I was saying, here's a team that's up by 12, and, you know, the number is 11. And then the other team comes down and scores. Now the over-under is at 10. That's going to force the other team to go back and try to score to win the over.
Yeah.
And let's say they now don't go down and score, and they just stand there and dribble the ball because they know they won the game, and they know they have people that are betting on the under. People that were betting on the over got screwed because somebody manipulated the prop bet.
Well, here's another one of these things, too. Like, you can create any sort of scenario because every type of outcome is possible in the NBA. You know, let's say it's a tight game because you don't know how the game's going to go before you're fixing these prop bets. It's a tight game. Guy's out there on the floor. If he gets one more rebound, he goes over. He's supposed to go under, and the ball comes to him, and he somehow doesn't get the rebound. The other team does and scores and wins the game. It could affect the outcome of the actual game and who wins and loses. So,
That situation, it could, but yeah. Also it's affecting the people that were on the opposite side of the bet. And yeah. Who wants to bet on something that you can't? That's another thing. You know, all these sites, you know, and of course we're spokespeople for FanDuel. But all these sites want to make sure that, you know, people are betting on games that have integrity and credibility behind them, and that the players or the coaches or the referees are not impacting the game because of the betting that's going on.
Yeah, but maybe people won't be betting. Like, if they really feel like the prop bets are fixed, they won't bet the prop bets, but then they'll end up doing other things. I'll just go to the spread. I'll just go to the over-under. I'll just go to the money line. I'll just go to this. I'll go to that. I'll do this parlay. I mean, people who want to gamble are going to find a way to gamble.
I'm not saying that they're not going to, but the people that don't gamble now feel like they're watching a joke of a game. Why would you watch it? Especially with the amount of money that the players are making.
Yeah, there's just not enough examples right now for people to say I'm watching a joke of a game. And it's also like nobody was watching these Malik Beasley games and identifying what was going on. I mean, until the money tipped them off and they went back and looked at it. You know, it's not like it was like, man, that guy looks like he's fixing a game. They're watching the game, watching a basketball game. Never crossed their mind.
Then you go back and watch it.
Well, with a fresh set of eyes.
He's standing there at the top of the key. Like, he's playing defense and the guy goes right around him. He doesn't even move.
Yeah.
I mean, it's frightening. It's frightening just how, like, somebody could get caught up in this for different reasons. I mean, look, it is what it is. And people that are involved, maybe he is also a gambling, an addiction. You don't know. He figures that, you know, this is a way for him to make some money back. Maybe he lost some money on some business deals. Maybe he also lost some money gambling on horse racing.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
You guys see poor Red Panda last night on her giant unicycle?
I was going to do it here.
Okay, well, good. Perfect. Perfect setup.
There's not a lot other than the natural sound of it.
Yeah.
But yes, I did see it.
So, I mean, performer?
Yeah, absolutely. She's unbelievable.
Performer? I mean, I don't know how I would categorize her. But she was out there at halftime of the Commissioner's Cup game on her giant unicycle. And things went awry, did they not, Jerry?
They did. We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So this would be Sneaker Reporter on Twitter was at the game. I guess he covers a lot of Minnesota stuff. And this is how it sounded as she was already down on the court needing to be helped off.
Oh, no. The GOAT.
That's it, the GOAT, the greatest of all time. She is really something to see when she doesn't fall off and hurt herself.
Yeah.
I've probably seen her, conservatively, 10 to 15 times.
Wow.
At halftimes of all these college games, she's all over the place.
Yeah, I've seen her with that unicycle and dishes on her head.
That's what she does.
Yeah, well, she didn't even make it to the dishes this time.
Yeah.
You know, just right down in a heap.
Right down. Have you ever seen her perform?
No, I have not.
Not only does she have dishes, like she will like, it'd be a stack of like 5, 6, 7 of them on her foot. And then she'll throw them with her feet and then duck under them and they sit on her head. It's really ridiculous.
Like, how do you even start thinking about something like that?
I don't know.
I'm going to take these dishes. I'm going to throw them up in the air with my foot, catch them on my head when I'm on a unicycle. I mean, she didn't even screw up doing anything impressive. She just sort of, I don't know if it was a wet spot on the court or something. I don't know.
Well, she's fallen before. There was an NBA Finals game or an NBA Conference Semifinals game or Conference Finals, whatever, a couple of years ago, I think at Golden State, where she also, but for the most part, I don't know how many times she does this a year. It's got to be dozens and dozens. Doesn't happen often.
So shout out, quick recovery to Red Panda.
Red Panda.
Red Panda, get it done.
That's exactly right. Expect to see you at the Jersey Mike's Arena again this winter. The Yankees were in Toronto. It was Canada Day. And George Springer had himself one hell of an afternoon. Not only did he hit a solo home run, hit a grand slam, but he would cap it off this way late.
1-0 to Springer, and he swings, hits it hard into the gap left center field. That'll pick up two more runs. George Springer just having an out-of-body experience today. He's driven in 7. Two more on the board. It's 12-4 Toronto here in the 8th.
Oh, it'll be 12-5 would be the final. Dave Sims with the call here on the Fan as the Blue Jays get to the Yankees after scoring a couple of runs early. Yankees led 2-0. Jason Dominguez with a two-run single, but it was basically all Toronto after that, though the Yankees did come back from 4-2 down to tie it. And then the Blue Jays pulled away yet again. Here was J.C. Ascara. He had one of the biggest issues of the day for the Yankees. His catcher's interference came in a big spot, wound up loading the bases. They got a base hit, and then Springer hit the grand slam. Clearly, he was bothered by this.
Yeah, of course. You know, he wasn't going to swing. But at the end of the day, I shouldn't have been too close like that. But, you know, going forward, you know, I really got to make it a priority to not getting too deep in there.
That would be good, and this is the second straight day that it happened. Here was Springer and his 7 RBIs. You look up at the standings now, they have shaved 7 games off the Yankee lead atop the AL East. Game back, Tampa, a game and a half back. Here was Springer on Sportsnet. Toronto How have you done this?
We fight like hell. We fight like hell every day for everybody here, for the city, the country. Everybody knows what we need to do and what we want to do. So there's no quit every day in this team, and I can't wait to keep playing.
You know, if it wasn't,
you know,
for the
thing about the catcher's interference, what he does, like he will give the pitch, and then all of a sudden he'll drop his glove.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be sitting there, and then all of a sudden, then he'll
reaches out for it. Yeah,
he reaches out for it. So that, I think that's the problem.
Yeah, I think it's extending.
Right. I mean, but if he just keeps it there.
Yeah, but I do think the idea
of trying to frame the pitch and all that other stuff.
I think the idea of keeping it down is to not give away location.
Yankees still win the division?
Yeah.
Boomer?
Oh, yeah.
I kind of feel the same way.
Here is Luke Weaver. He gave up the hit and the grand slam after the catcher's interference, acknowledging the Yankees are a struggling bunch right now.
Yeah, we're not playing our best baseball by any means. I mean, all of our facets got to line up, but it's part of the game where, you know, you hope to click on all three facets, and, you know, you hope that two out of three hold you strong for a while, and but we just run into, you know, a buzzsaw where we're not quite doing that as well as we'd like to.
And they haven't played great since the start of June, as we know. Here was Max Fried. The division lead was big. It's not so much anymore. No surprise, though, according to Fried, that things are tight.
There's a lot of really good teams in this division that are planning on making the playoffs, you know, every year, and that's what their goal is. So we knew that wasn't going to be easy, and we're doing the same thing. We're putting in the work every day, going out and try to win baseball games, and hasn't been the best right now, but we're confident that we can get it together and have a strong second half.
And by the way, if not for the A's, Tampa could be in first place right now.
Yeah.
But the A's have won the last couple of nights, including last night where they won in 10, 4-3. Yankees will play the Mets over the weekend, as we know. But prior to that, the Yanks got two more with Toronto, including tonight's game with Will Warren making the start. The Mets, on the other hand, haven't started their series with the Brewers, rained out with this wonderful weather yesterday. Doubleheader, day-night doubleheader today at 1-7. You get Clay Holmes and Freddie Peralta in the opener, and then Blade Tidwell and Jacob Mizorowski tonight out at Citi Field. Marlins shut out the Twins 2-0, 8 straight for them. All right, yesterday we played a little game where I played a clip. You asked you what you thought it was, and you had no idea. I'll give you another sound today. You tell me if you know who or what this is.
Is that me again?
It is not you again. That's a very good guess, though, but not you
again. It sounded like me yesterday.
It did sound like you yesterday, but I promise you that is not you.
Is that the steam coming out of Boomer's ears when that Bobby Bonilla sportsman played?
That was you yesterday. The thing at the end is the best part.
Yeah, I don't have a good guess here outside of that.
That's me. That is me from last hour when we were talking about Pete Hoffman and the gorgeous female hockey player.
She met Big Tongue Hoff. Wow. What is going on with us?
Man, he's impacted you.
Apparently so. So, yeah, there you have it.
We sound like birds of prey. We do not sound like humans.
And that nose, that noise is this thing.
Yeah, right, or with a grabbing like a rabbit with our talons.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the things that come out of our mouths, yeah. Knicks signing power forward Gershon Yabusele to a two-year contract, $12 million. He comes by way of Philadelphia. Colin Cowherd, I just like the way this ends, talking about the Knicks head coaching situation on FS1.
She met Big Tongue Hoff.
Jesus, God, here it is.
The Knicks talked to Hall of Famer Dawn Staley, the women's coach at South Carolina, about the coaching job. So, Knicks are weird.
Yes.
Yeah, it's one of the first things I've agreed with him on.
And then he went on.
Years.
No, here's the deal. They're gonna hire a coach, and a coach is going to take them to the finals. And then all of this stuff that we've been dealing with the last 4 weeks over the surprising firing of Tom Thibodeau, and then all the different interviews that they've had, and whoever they hire is going to inherit a really good team. Hopefully they play the bench more, because I guess that's one of the things that they're looking forward to. And because the Eastern Conference is so unsettled, it may be a smooth path, you know, to the championship.
Smooth path to the championship, yeah. and the Knicks will get to the finals, and then Fat Luka and the Lakers will beat him. They'll hit a three at a buzzer and then stuff a cheese Danish in his face while he's backpedaling.
Oh, it's fine. You know, everyone talks about, and the East obviously is down with the Celtics and everything going on, but the Cavaliers did win 60-something games this year.
Yeah, nobody takes them seriously.
No, they don't. It really is interesting. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 4 years, $285 to stay with the Thunder, or the extension with the Thunder. That's the super max at over 70 a season. God bless them. The Giants traded the retired Darren Waller, who will unretire, to play for the Dolphins. They get back a sixth-round draft pick. The Rangers send Keandre Miller to the Hurricanes, get back Scott Morrow, a first- and second-round draft pick. They also, the Rangers, signed Vladislav Gavrikov to a 7-year, $49 million deal. And we heard from Mitch Marner. So he's now with the Golden Knights. Here's a couple from him. One, his time in Toronto, unreal, as you can imagine.
I was so grateful to play there for 9 years. I said it at my end of the year interview there that I took a risky pick on a small kid from Toronto that, you know, was forever grateful to be able to wear a Maple Leaf jersey.
He said while said to go also maybe change is good, and he can restart his life with his family out in Vegas, where he will get to play with one Jack Eichel.
I'm really looking forward to it. That's obviously an exceptional player, a guy that really moves well up and down the ice. You know, both ends of his ice, very responsible. At the same time, he's got a deadly shot with his vision and playmaking style as well. So, you know, I'm very excited to start working with him and try to, you know, figure out the chemistry quickly and get that rolling.
Interesting pairing. He also said when, because it's Vegas, one of the reporters was like, you know, you're from Toronto, hockey, Toronto, you're in Vegas now, yet they've been successful. He went on to say how, well, I guess when Vegas came to be, a lot of people around the league thought that's going to be a mess. Guys are going to be out partying the night before, and it's been anything but.
Yeah, most of the players live up in Summerlin, which is about 40 miles off the Strip. They can go to the Strip anytime they want. There's also a big place called Red Rocks up in Summerlin, which is like the local, you know, casino, restaurant, kind of, and it's a really nice place. And I think most of the players either live up there or up in Summit.
Yes,
and their practice facility is in Summerlin. And I went to a night game this past spring, and it is quite the...
Oh, it's the spectacle.
It is the spectacle. It is. It's really great, and what they do and how they do it. So, you know, for him, it's going to be great because it's no state income tax.
That is very true.
The Devils save a lot of money by moving there.
Devils re-signed Jake Allen. The Islanders signed winger Jonathan Drouin. And what else? The Indiana Fever beat the Lynx 74-59. They win the Commissioner's Cup.
All right. Speaking of that, let's go to Chris in Morristown, who joins us on the fam. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Hey, so yeah, so I think I have a solution of what it's going to end up being with the NBA player prop bets. A lot of times, like with smaller leagues like WNBA and like college basketball, they only offer the player overs, not the unders. I don't know if you guys have found this account, but there's an Instagram account that they claim to follow the WNBA players' time of the month, and they recommend betting on the overs of some of the players, and I've been trying to bet on them for months, but no sports betting sites really offer the unders, only the overs.
So do these hit, or are they just, I mean, so I'm assuming there's some sort of success in following. How the hell would anybody know these women's menstrual cycles?
I have no idea. I guess they go by their stats and what when the games are. But I've been trying to bet it. I can't find it. And of course, they only post like their winners on the accounts.
Of course, yeah.
But they want you to buy their like betting programs or whatever. But they dish you like one or two every couple of weeks. And I mean, they seem to be hitting. I follow like the stats afterwards, and it seems like they're hitting.
Listen, Chris. I mean, that is wild.
I've actually seen the site.
You have. I mean, but.
The guy comes on with a ski mask and goggles, so
he doesn't want to be seen.
Yeah, he doesn't want to
and
be
he goes
seen.
From doing that video it's to like, having that night with Bonnie Blue or something.
Month it is, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
We'll do anything to try to make money, huh?
Well, even sell driver's license to people who don't take a driver's test.
That's going on?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on, and nobody really gives a crap, I don't think. Especially around here. Who cares?
It's the temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Boomer and Geo Podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You think when Sabrina goes to take her driver's test, she's just going to pay the guy off so she doesn't have to drive and take the driver's test and just get herself a license?
Well, that is going to be maybe about 9 years from now. So yeah,
that's just a whole nother fraud scam that's going on.
Yeah, you were reading that to me in the break.
It's amazing. It's just amazing. One thing after the next. One thing after the next.
A lot of scams out there.
It's just endless, from ghost plates to, you know, this scam here at the DMV and the people at the DMV taking cash under the table, the T&E driving school in Queens. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
It is insane.
Every day.
Every day it's something new. Every day it's somebody that's stealing from somebody else.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Or trying to steal from somebody.
I'm sure it's going to get much better if the defund the police guy gets elected mayor. Let's go to Rob in New Rochelle. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, Boomer Geo. Have a happy 4th. Have a happy 4th, gentlemen. First, couple of things.
Are we allowed to celebrate?
Oh, Friday. Well, if I don't see you guys, I don't talk to you guys.
Happy 4th.
Nice. A couple of things before. If you're an assistant coach in the WNBA and you have that information, you can make some nice, easy blood money, would you say, fellas?
He's here all week.
Hey, listen. Before I get to that basketball player, there was a bet made on a gambling set. I'm not going to tell you which one it was. A 7-leg parlay, okay? It was pertaining to some people hitting home runs in a game. The bet wins. It pays $100,000. Now, this guy has Instagram. He has followers. 20 followers jumped on top of him. The bet was $2.2 million total. The gambling site refuses to pay because it says no group bets. That's a stupid. Anybody who bets with that site, you pick seven winners and somebody copies you and you don't want to pay the bet. And now what they're doing now is bets like that, if the bet pays $100,000 and there's 10 winners, they're giving you $10,000 apiece. So even when you win, you lose. Now, about that basketball player, Boomer, whatever real estate money he lost, whatever, you know you have $42 million coming. How many bets can you make to try to even get near that money? So in retrospect, this guy made a $42 million bet and he lost. You know, you get that saying, nothing can top this. That's got to be the stupidest guy in the world. I don't even want to. Can you imagine doing something like that and blowing $42 million? Now you can go bet. Now you can go bet 20 time parlays and try to win the money back, gentlemen.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. By the way, that was his
$42 million is his gross contract. His net money is probably about 19.
Yeah, I mean, and people make bad investments. Could be gambling issues. Who the hell knows?
I don't know.
You'd be surprised. You see it all the time in pro sports.
Right.
Unfortunately, that's why there's these rookie symposiums. That's why there's education when these guys get into the leagues and financial advice and all those things. So, unfortunately, it doesn't reach every one of them.
NFL security used to come out to Wilmington, Ohio for our pregame or our summer camp. Charlie Jackson was his name. Charlie was hilarious. I know you guys got guns here. Get these guns out of here. Put them in a UPS box and ship them out of here. If those guns are here, you're getting suspended. If you're doing drugs, you're getting suspended. If anybody's asking you information about your football team and about whether or not who's playing in this play and you're answering those questions, you're going to get suspended. Just trying to scare the living crap out of everybody.
Well, yeah. I mean, got to be on your best behavior.
And I'm sure that the other leagues try to do the same thing. They try to give the rookies an understanding of some of the pitfalls out there that they may find themselves in if they're not careful, especially with the amount of money that these guys are making.
Let's go to Ryan in Queens. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. First time, long time.
What's up, man?
Just really happy to be with you. The one thing I really want to bring up is, why is there not more pressure from the leagues and the sponsors to get rid of the prop bets altogether and just go with the spreads, the over-under, and the money line?
Because they make money off of it. That's why. I mean, you know.
I get that.
Yeah. But I know that a prop bet is easy to, you know, work out when you think about it, especially if you're watching a couple of these basketball players go through these gyrations at the end of these games when some of this stuff is on the line.
Yeah, but I also can't tell you how many people are in these holes where they're chasing these 17-leg prop bets and they're losing their money. They're targeting young people. And by simplifying the gambling process, you remove all the legs of the parlays. You're still going to get the gambling, and you keep the integrity of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think you answered your own question there, Ryan. There are a lot of people that do these 17-leg parlays that don't win. A lot of them involve a bunch of prop bets. The sports books don't want to take those off the board because those are very profitable for them.
Very, very profitable. And the other thing, too, is that, you know, we talk about the leagues making money. We talk about gamblers losing money, but who ultimately is the legalese behind the money and how much are they making? So the state of New York is taking how much of the
51%.
Yeah. Okay. So you think the state of New York would just hit us with congestion pricing? We got the psycho communists getting ready to take over the city of New York, get free busing and free this and free that.
Government cheese.
Government, whatever you need. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. They're looking for ways to raise revenue to do the things that they have to do by law. And gambling happens to be one of the big, it's just like the lottery. It's the same thing. It's one of the big engines of raising money for the state.
Where does the cut of the gambling money that goes to the state go to? Is there an
anti-gambling programs? There's got to be some of that.
Yeah, but I mean, the whole
addiction
point
of programs, I'm sure there's some of that going there.
Yeah, but that's not got to. I mean, that can't be.
You say the lottery went into the school system.
Yeah.
That was the lottery's deal.
All right. Where does the gambling money go
in New York State.
In New York State. Let's see. All right, here we go.
Okay.
In New York State, gambling revenue, which includes money from commercial casinos, the state lottery, and mobile sports wagering, is distributed to several areas. The primary beneficiary of gambling revenue is public education.
There you go.
Education funding. Nearly 95% of state gaming revenues are dedicated to education.
Then why are our taxes so high?
Mobile sports betting revenue in particular has contributed significantly, with close to $2.6 billion going to the state's education system between January 22 and December 24.
Wow, you would think that our property taxes would be lowered.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Nah, it's going to
happen. Other portions of the revenue are distributed as follows. Local governments. Municipalities near commercial or Native American casinos receive a portion of the revenue. Host communities receive half of the local share. And problem gambling services, as you mentioned, and youth sports. $5 million annually from mobile sports wagering revenue is allocated to fund programs for underserved youths. So there you go. There's your answer. So education system here in New York getting an influx of cash.
You spend more money on education here than anywhere else. How's that working?
Yeah. I don't have a good answer for you.
Okay.
Brendan in Nutley, what's going on, Brendan?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, off the last caller with get rid of the prop bets to ruin the integrity of the game. Why should all the bettors lose prop betting just because the players are too greedy to not bet? So now we're going to get punished because the players can't restrain themselves? That makes no sense. Don't ruin it for everybody. I like the prop bets. I know people that do it for a living.
Do it for a living? That seems a little dangerous, Brendan. But, yeah, I mean, there is no way they're getting rid of prop bets. As I mentioned, a lot of people put them in parlays, which is profitable. People are going to bet on them.
By the way, that's just one caller's take on it.
I mean, just, why don't we get rid of it if this is the thing that's easiest to fix? They're not going to get rid of it. Don't worry about
it. There's too many people making too much money on all of it. And it's now wide open, and you're not putting it back in the box. You're just not.
Toothpaste back in the tube. Genie back in the bottle. Got another one?
Yeah.
You said I'm not putting it back in the box?
Yeah, I'm not putting it back in the box. Once the door is open and the flood, it's been flooded.
It's flooded. Yeah. Can't put a finger in the dike?
No, there's no way. The dike is broken.
Mm.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.